An Albany energy developer is considering building a 32-turbine wind farm on Galoo Island on Lake Ontario. But residents in the Jefferson County town of Henderson say all they would get out of the project is a ruined view of the lake. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
If you've ever visited Henderson, you know that the homes along the harbor are big and beautiful, with sweeping views of Lake Ontario. The town is small and quiet.
Right now, we're right here. That's Galoo.
Ronald Peterson is pointing at a map on the wall of his home in Henderson.
Now, this is Wolf Island in Canada, which has a huge number of turbines. And from even here, I can see at night some of the lights. But again, you get used to them.
Most people here don't want to look at more blinking red lights on turbines. Hudson Energy Development, the company behind the wind project, says each turbine will be nearly 600 feet tall. According to the Public Service Commission, that means they could be seen 15 miles away. John Colkin is the supervisor for the town of Henderson.
To put up windmills to the extent that they're talking about putting them up, we believe would be an eyesore. Okay, it would be harmful to our economy. It would be harmful to our property values. We like that lake just the way it is.
But in a statement, the man behind the project, Bill Morrison, said studies show wind farms don't decrease property values and generate tax revenues for local communities. Morrison convinced farmers in Lowville to accept the Maple Ridge wind farm. But Galoo Island is in the town of Hounsfield. Residents in Hounsfield and Sackett's Harbor will see tax revenue from the project. Henderson isn't entitled to anything.
Yeah, I don't think he really cares about the people of the area. I think he cares about making money.
Bob Dick runs Moby Dick Fish Charters in Henderson.
So there's no personal touch there. It's big money, just trying to do big things.
Ronald Peterson may be the only Henderson resident in full support of the wind farm. He says incentives or not, all New Yorkers have a responsibility to help the state transition to using renewable energy.
I think that these type of projects are part of the solution to get us away from a carbon-based economy. The science, to me, is in. You know, there's really no reason to argue anymore about climate change. It's happening.
This summer, Henderson residents agreed to spend $20,000 for a study by Clarkson University to explore the potential impacts of the wind farm. The study should be completed by the end of this year. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Henderson.